Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave. I'm Dave Barkley and I'm here with Paul Frank.
Hello everybody. Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave. First show. So excited to have baseball back, obviously.
Yes.
Yep.
You went to both games so far this weekend.
I did. A lot of good positive things. Hey, Jason Nix, they're showing him on TV right now.
Yeah.
So the premise of this show is we're sitting around watching a baseball game on TV.
In this case, the Twins and the Jays.
Twins and Jays, first Sunday game of the year. It's Jose Bautista bobblehead day. So that's where our producer, Steve Pookin, is right now.
Yeah, Steve Pookin's a great producer, but so far he has 0% attendance.
Well, I mean, you know, I heard he was trying to procure bobbleheads for the show.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just show up and be like, three, please.
Yeah, they let you do that, I think.
Yeah, have as many as you want, they say.
All you can eat bobblehead day.
So that's the premise of the show, that we're watching baseball. And
yeah, so if
we're
not
going to have hard-hitting baseball analysis if you're looking for that.
I'm going to try to rein in my hard-hitting baseball analysis. Yeah. I'm a pretty emotional fan.
We're not sabermetricians.
Is that fans of Brett Saberhagen?
Yes.
I'm not really sure what that word means.
That's like people who are really into sabermetric stats.
Like
Bill James.
Bill James. So once again, if you're looking for a play-by-play, we should point out that this is not live.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get a play-by-play.
If you turn on your TV, you won't see the game we're talking about.
No.
So we're going to try and keep to a minimum. Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah. But, you know, if a whoa moment should occur.
Yes.
That's just going to happen. It's just going to be that.
Yeah, we're not going to rein ourselves in.
No.
So, anything else we should say about what the concept of the podcast is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the first episode.
So it's just me and Dave.
Yeah. Later on, we'll have guests.
We might even have a guest today. Who knows?
Yeah. We're going to have on Matt Cowell, who is my comedy partner.
He also lives in your basement.
That's right.
Yeah. if you guys are familiar with Parker and Seville, anyone out there in podcast land.
I'm just going to wait a few seconds for the ovation.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt Cowell might come up from the basement.
Mm-hmm. And do a segment which we call Matt's Stats.
Matt's Stats. He was up here a moment ago, actually.
He let us know that he was very tired.
Yeah.
He had just woke up, and he was going to go get a fucking coffee.
I think he said something about being in it to win it as well. Oh, here we go. Brett Cecil
is warming up.
Mm-hmm.
He has 15 wins and 7 losses.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a first start of the year.
Considering he hasn't played a game yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about ourselves for people who don't know us.
Okay.
Paul Frank, what's your deal?
My deal? Hard-hitting baseball analyst.
Yeah.
I do comedy with... Yeah. I play in Baron Fox, a comedy band, and I have a history with this character here. We were in a sketch group called Players Players. Oh, and believe it or not, this is not our first foray into radio broadcasting together.
That's right. We were once the hosts of McMaster University's least organized radio show.
Yeah, we're continuing that legacy now.
Who wants to be a freaking genius? Which was a trivia program.
Yes, that's right. So that's my deal. Dave Barkley, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a comedian. I do stand-up, and I do a vaudeville duo with Matt, who we were talking about, called Parker and Seville. This is the first time I've done a podcast, so if this isn't what it should be... I'm sorry.
Yeah, let us know.
We don't have an email address for this show, but you can email me at dpbarkley@gmail.com.
Yeah,
if I start getting too much spam, I'll change it.
You know, we should get an email address for this show. Gmail.
Gmail? Gmail. SundayAfternoonBaseball.com?
Gmail. Yeah, right, gmail@gmail.com.
Oh, I wonder if someone must have that.
They must, but it would be, can you imagine? It'd be pretty catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you'd be like, this is my email address. People would be like, whoa!
King of the internet.
Paul Frank, mm-hmm. since I'm interviewing you, okay. Why do you like baseball?
Why do I like baseball? Always have liked baseball. My grandma actually was a diehard Jays fan. So I've loved baseball pretty much for as long as I can remember. I was over at her house watching games all the time, and she taught me about who Dave Steeb was and stuff. Kelly Gruber.
Yeah, my favorite player.
Your favorite player of all time. I just kind of grew up around it. I love being at the ballpark. I just find it extremely relaxing. I'm a big stats buff, too. I think it's just a nerd thing beyond that. Nerds love baseball.
Yeah. It's like when the world is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
At least in baseball, there's set rules and regulations.
Yeah. So I didn't say that in James Earl Jones's voice, but that's pretty much why I like baseball.
I like baseball because when I was 9 years old, everyone in my class bought a Panini baseball sticker book.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, I'm going to do this to be like the other kids.
Was that the 1990 Panini sticker book?
That was the 1989 with Jose Canseco on the cover.
Oh, cool.
Which at the time I pronounced Joe's Canseco. Because I would just learn all of the players' names phonetically.
Joe's Canseco.
Yeah. I think I should have eaten lunch.
You feel like you're going to throw up already.
So nervous.
We're like 5 minutes into this.
My tummy just growled.
Okay, so I'd like to introduce a segment right now that we will hopefully be continuing all season. This is a segment I usually lose.
Yes.
This is Paul and Dave's Hot Dog Bet of the Week.
Mm-hmm. What are some great hot dog bets we've made in the past?
Well, I've lost pretty much all of them. But the most recent one, I think, was who was going to make the opening day rotation, Jesse Litch or Mark Zibchinski. And I picked Zibchinski, but I think I was influenced a little bit by how Mark Zibchinski was doing for me in MLB The Show. Mm-hmm. And he was like 18-3. I'm like, oh, that guy for sure. He's got the...
he's got the stuff.
He's got the heat.
If only the Blue Jay manager, John Farrell, would see how well he's doing on my computer game.
Well, Edwin Encarnacion, too, is hitting almost 400 for me with 27 home runs.
But that's not real, Paul.
Yeah, I know, but that's the kind of thing that... causes me to lose these bets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you're living in a fantasy world.
Riding on emotion in a fantasy world.
Yeah. So a hot dog bet is a bet and the loser buys the winner a hot dog.
That's right. So
some people might have figured that out on their own.
Yep. We spent a lot of time explaining what that was. Were there any more ridiculous hot dog bets that we've had?
I won one with our friend Tim Gilbert.
Oh, yeah?
And because he didn't think Jim Abbott pitched a no-hitter.
Oh, he certainly did. I could have told you that.
Yeah, well, that's right then and that's how I win hot dog bets. Someone says something that's obviously wrong, and I'm like, I'll bet you a hot dog.
You're a real opportunist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really need hot dogs.
93 Yankees, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you owe me a hot dog. That was it, the hot dog bet right there.
And what Tim... Why Tim thought that that was impossible is because he thought if a man with one hand threw no hitter, there would be statues of him in every city in North America.
Hey, Rivera, Juan Rivera just got his first hit as a Blue Jay, everyone. I've been worried about that guy.
Yeah, I thought he would get no hits this year.
My hot dog bet for you this week, Dave.
Yes.
During the first two games, we've seen a lot of production out of the 9-hole catchers. Sorry, the 8-hole catcher yesterday. We had 2 home runs from J.P. Arencibi on opening night.
That's right.
And then Jose Molina, first pitch he sees yesterday, she gone.
She gone.
Is that trademarked? She gone? Okay, so that being said, which Blue Jays catcher will have the most home runs this week? And I'll let you pick your man.
I'm just going to win because I'm going to say J.P. Arencibia.
Well, I was going to pick Jose Molina anyway. I love Jose Molina.
Yes.
I love him so much, and if I'm gonna...
But you don't even know if he's gonna play again this week.
Yeah, he will. There's tons of young pitchers who need him.
They need to be coddled.
No, I think that... Yeah. You don't like that hot dog bit?
I like it, because I'm going to get a hot dog.
I think...
I just feel sorry for you.
It's going to be Jose Molina. I just have a
feeling. He's already losing, and he already had his, like, unlikely one home run.
Yeah, but, like, don't you think he's...
Like, I could see that if before opening day we made this bet, and you were, like, and you just thought Aaron Sevilla would have a really crappy opening week, and Molina would stumble onto one home run, which is what he did. Because it bounced off the top of the wall. And
you have to be in my mindset to think of this bet. Like, okay, yeah, you're at the first two games. Like, oh, look at all the home runs from our catchers. Who's going to have the most by the end of the week? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think we should rename this segment Paul Frank Buys Dave Barkley a Hot Dog, and we also talk about baseball. So the update is we're one inning in.
0-0. We have two hits.
Yeah.
There's a cute baby on TV right now wearing Brett Jay's Cecil's clothes. Baby. I hope so. Is that Brett Cecil's baby?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
we just revealed that you're functionally illiterate.
Oh, did it say it on TV or is it just a feeling you have?
I know all the Jay's babies. They don't know that I know them.
Yeah, that's a J baby. Know it anywhere.
I know it. You can tell by the pupils. I have a segment.
Okay.
That I've created.
Right.
I'll just get all these out of the way and then relax.
Yeah, then we just fucking relax.
Yeah, and then just fart and cheer.
Good radio.
I made 5 jokes, and 4 of them I wrote them down.
Yeah.
And it's, don't look at them.
Okay. This is a segment.
Yeah. Called Don't Look in My Notebook.
Okay, before you read these jokes, can I at least see them?
No.
I just want to see them.
No, I want them to be a surprise.
Okay.
So every week, I'm going to write some jokes about the visiting team that the Jays are playing. P.S. We're Toronto Blue Jays fans.
Yeah.
And we're always going to watch a Jays game.
Yeah.
If you're listening in America.
Which you probably are.
Okay. So this is Twins jokes.
Twins jokes. I like it.
The Minnesota Twins are so... There's two of them.
What?
The
Minnesota jokes are so...
The Minnesota Twins are so there's two of them, and you say, how there's two of them are they?
Oh, okay, this is like, oh, I get it, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It might have been thrown off by the complete grammatical incorrectness.
I was expecting that joke to be a sentence. Okay.
Well, okay. You already got off on the wrong foot with this podcast.
All right, okay. Give it to me again.
The Minnesota Twins are so... There's two of them.
How there's two of them are they?
Perfect. There's two of them. When they order from 2-for-1 pizza, they say, we'd like to order an us for one, please.
There's two of them.
Yeah. So they just, for shorthand,
they
say us instead of two.
That's pretty good. That's saving a whole letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, not as illiterate really as you might think. The Minnesota Twins are so there's two of them.
How there's two of them are they?
When they ride on the roller coaster, they never ride alone.
Jesus.
So I was like, come on in, Matt Tolbert.
There's two of them.
There's two of them. Yeah. Surprised they can field a baseball team. The Minnesota Twins.
How many of these did you say you have?
5.
Oh, okay.
But I've only written 4 of them down, so the 5th one might be a bit rough.
Alright.
The Minnesota Twins are so there's two of them.
And how there's two of them are they?
They can go on special couples Caribbean cruises by pretending they're engaged.
brother and sister engage? Or brother?
No, twins, they're just engaged to be married.
Oh, really?
But they're also twins. The Minnesota Twins. So there's two of them.
How there's two of them are they?
When a comedian tells a darkly topical joke, they yell, "Us soon."
Instead of too soon.
Yeah. That's the joke.
Jesus. I don't know where to start with that one.
This is going to be a great segment.
First of all.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
The Minnesota Twins are so there's two of them.
How there's two of them are they?
Their favorite bird is a cock-a-us.
Cockatoo.
Yes. These are great jokes.
Yeah, these are great jokes.
All right, okay, that ends the segment.
I can't wait.
I'm glad I only wrote 5 now.
Yeah.
I was like, I should really write 10. But I feel like it's run its course.
Yeah, we did spend like an inning and a half talking about that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the Angels jokes next week.
So offensive.
You're going to be talking about dead people and religion.
Don't give it away.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. So yeah. I wanted to get your picks for this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, your picks. Cy Young Award picks. MVP award picks.
Yes.
And an award that Dave and I invented, the Josh Towers Award, which goes to
the pitching performance of the season.
And that's to honor Josh Towers' 2-10 2006 season, where he went 2-10 for the Jays. Yeah.
See, the hard thing about putting up a really bad season is that if you're too bad, they just won't play you.
That's true.
But if you look like you have flashes of potential, they'll be like, oh, let's throw him in again.
Yeah, you gotta kind of Kevin Millwood your way through an entire season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where your manager's like, I can't believe he would be this bad.
Yeah.
He's been good in the past.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a tough pick because, a lot of people will just get released or sent down.
Yeah.
So you need someone who is bad, but, you know, good enough to be on a bad team that they're bad, but...
But they have no choice.
The team has no choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Dave, your picks for the Cy Young Award.
I'm going to say, I haven't really thought about this.
I haven't either. If it's a
that's consolation.
I'm just going to go with the first names.
Are all these hot dog bets?
I hope not.
I'm going to say Justin Verlander for the American League.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly because I like him and like the Tigers. But that's based on nothing, really.
No, it's real.
Yeah. For the National League, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say Matt Cain will win his first Cy Young.
Matt Cain.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick. Okay, my Cy Young picks, American League. Let's see. I'm going to say Price takes it this year.
Okay.
Oh.
Catch it.
Sorry, there might be a home run for the Twins, and it is.
It sure is.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, we've never been losing before this year. Valencia. He's a good player.
I don't know about
he was
that.
Up there for Rookie of the Year last year.
I suppose.
This isn't the Jays' fault. He's just a good baseball player.
David Price is going to take it for the Rays.
For the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep. And I think I got to give it to Doc. Doc's going to repeat.
Yeah.
In the National League.
And you guys, I had a segment written down in my book where I wanted to talk about Roy Halladay.
Oh, yeah?
And this is going to cause a lot of controversy, but I think I kind of hate him now.
You hate him?
Yeah. Before, I was kind of like, oh, well, he's moved on.
That's kind of interesting because, no one... used to like Roy Halladay more than you.
I know.
So why do you hate him now?
I think it's because there's so many intense emotions. And before I was like, wistful and like, oh, he's succeeding. But now I'm like, fuck you, Roy Halladay.
Are you just mad that the Phillies have that rotation and Roy Halladay is the focal point of that for you, or what?
It's part of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and how they're all like, we're in a club and there's four of us. We're all good at pitching. We're all on the Phillies. We can't wait to win the World Series. Just give it to us right now. I think the turning point was when they interviewed Roy Halladay when the Jays were in spring training this mm-hmm. year and they played each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, Roy Halladay, is it weird being back in Dunedin? And he's like, yeah, well, in the office there, I got sent down, so I have horrible memories of here. I was like, fuck off. What about all the success you had?
Yeah, year after year after yeah. year. Like, when was the last time Roy Halladay got sent down? 2001?
Yeah, there was that time he, like, set records for worst pitching performance, like, near the top, and then...
Yeah.
And then he got sent down to all the way to, like, A-ball or rookie ball and had to work his way all the way up again. Yeah. It's a classic Roy Halladay story.
Yeah, you don't hear about that.
Yeah.
They're not going to put that on the cover of MLB 2K11.
Just Roy Halladay with a sad face. Wearing a vintage Blue Jays uniform when they had the shitty uniforms.
Where the maple leaf was just way too big and covered the whole thing.
Yeah. And, yeah, and it feels like every time I see Roy Halladay now, he's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was on the Blue Jays, he never did. And we were just like, that's just Roy Halladay. He never smiles.
Yeah.
It turned out he was just...
not happy to be here.
Yeah. So that's why I'm, like, rationally I'm fine with him, but emotionally I'm, like, resentful and don't like him. And I don't like that he's had, like...
2 no-hitters.
Yeah, ridiculous success yeah. with the Phillies. I would have been fine if he kind of, like, won 20 games with them and then, like, was in the Cy Young conversation, but still had a few problems acclimating to the Philly atmosphere.
Yeah, but that was not the case.
No.
No.
No, he did crazy shit.
Yeah. The thing that I hate about, like, when a guy like that finally gets to the playoffs, I remember it a few years ago with Carlos Delgado, all the Fox broadcasters are all over the Jays.
Yeah.
And how much the Jays had held this guy back.
Yeah, and they're like, thank God he got out of that hellhole.
Yeah.
That's my piece on Roy Halladay.
Yeah, you don't like Roy Halladay. I never thought...
Tragic because I used to love him.
Are you going to boo him when he comes back?
No.
No. Are you going to give him an ovation?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is true, but it is.
Do you think Vernon Wells will be booed when he gets back? When he comes back.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I don't think he will.
I think some people will boo him. I think a lot of people remember...
I think
like,
I
only
just...
remember the contract. And, yeah, that was a very distracting aspect about Vernon Wells, but...
I don't know. I feel like when we traded him, it was like, we got out of it.
Yeah.
We broke this off.
Yeah, we ended the relationship on good terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that would erase the bad feelings.
Right. Oh, I didn't even finish. We didn't finish our picks.
No. No, this is still within the pick segment.
I said Roy Halladay, and that set Dave Barclay off.
That I went crazy.
Yeah. In case we edited out, here's what happened. I said, I pick Roy Halladay for National League Cy Young. Dave was like, you know what? I am sick of everybody. That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so quick, MVP, who's your picks?
Okay. So you said Price and Halladay. And
I did.
I said Kane.
You said Kane. I like that pick.
I'm yeah. so proud of my own pick. Of being daring.
He's not even the best pitcher on his own team.
I know, that's why it's so daring. That's like when
Glavin that's as daring as picking. That's as daring as picking Jose Molina. That's
yes.
not daring? Okay.
Well, there's a thin line. Between okay. daring and...
We have great catchers stupid. On the Jays, right?
Yes.
Obviously. We have probably two of the best catchers in the East at this point. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
And one of the most huggable catchers.
Yeah. Okay.
JP Aaron CB has to step it up in terms of huggability, I think.
I agree. He's not that huggable.
Yeah.
Molina, on the other hand. So we have two of the best catchers in the East. The Giants have two of the best pitchers in the West.
Yes. Some might say four of the best.
Okay, Matt Cain is the second best pitcher.
Yes.
Jose Molina, offensively, probably our second best catcher. We'll see at the end of the week. I pick Molina over Aaron Sevilla, and that's dumb. Yeah. And you're asking for praise for your genius in picking Matt Cain over Lincecum.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes. I might have to...
Do you want to know the key difference? Do you want me to point it out?
I okay.
In a Major League Baseball team.
Oh, God. Yep.
Pitchers, they start like five of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And catchers, only one usually gets playing time.
Yeah, but this year it's supposed to be 3-2.
Yeah?
That's what they said.
That's the John Farrell plan?
Yeah, he said 3 games Aaron Sevilla, 2 games Molina. Are you a little bit more scared about your hot dog bet now?
I forgot about that. Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see where we're at.
I could still win based on the fact that Aaron Sevilla is a better home run hitter.
Yeah.
Like, even if they were playing the same amount of games.
That's true. MVP.
MVP. I want to say Bautista, but I feel like that would be an easy Jays homer pick.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot
Spoiler alert, I'm about. Going to say Bautista.
Okay, I won't say Bautista then.
Okay.
Okay, you go first then.
I'll pick Bautista for the American League.
Yeah.
And
good choice.
Yep. For the National League.
Good thing you didn't pick Bautista for the National League.
No. That would be,
possible, but unlikely.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They trade him back to the Pirates and he dominates. God.
He'd be very unhappy about that.
No, he would lead them to the World Series.
No, he wouldn't. And the National League, I'm going to give it to, let's go with Carlos Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
I love that
Sick
guy.
Pick.
I'm Paul not going to tell you why I love him.
Because he's on your fantasy team.
Oh, no, you said it, not me. That segment's gonna get old. yeah, that's a good pick. He's awesome. Although I feel like he had such a good year last year, he can't help but regress back a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think the sky's the limit for that guy.
Yeah.
In the Mile High City, where they're touching the sky.
Yeah.
So he's already at his limit.
Yeah, they're always walking under the sky and touching the top of it to like be like, oh, look how tall I am. Like teen jerks. okay, so my MVPs. I think the Marlins are going to do well this year, so I'm going to say Hanley Ramirez for the National League.
They'll do well, like as in well, not finish third behind the Braves and Phillies?
Yeah, I think they'll be at least in it for the wild card.
You think so?
Yeah, they got a lot of good players.
Yeah, I suppose. They got a good rotation, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Vasquez will have a good bounce back here.
Mm-hmm.
And for the American League, I am going to pick... who's good? Shin-Soo Choo. Adam Dunn.
No, it's not going to be Shin-Soo Choo.
If Adam Dunn won the MVP?
That would never happen.
But he already got like a home run.
Yeah, he gets a lot of home runs.
Have you considered what would happen if he hit some home runs?
You know, in that unlikely event, maybe Adam Dunn wins MVP.
Evan Longoria is my pick.
That just came right out.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Evan Longoria is a smart pick. Do you think that the Rays will be... a lot of people are predicting that the Rays are going to fall back quite a bit. Do you think that that's going to hold true and that they'll be pretty far out of contention?
Don't think so. I think things aren't going to change as much as people think in the AL East. I think the Yankees and Reds will still be strong, and the Red Sox won't dominate like people will think.
Okay, so now we're going to get to a tougher pick.
Yeah.
And that's the recipient of the Josh Towers Award.
Yes. So we're not are we going to pick Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, we can pick Rookie of the Year. You want to pick Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be thinking about it the whole rest of the podcast if we didn't.
Rookie of the Year? Okay.
Do it.
How familiar are you with this crop of rookies?
Very.
Really? Okay, let's hear them.
Wait. Okay. All right, who's a good one? Oh, Brandon Belt in the Giants. He's supposed to be good. He already got a home run.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And for... Oh, I'm going to say Helixson for the Rays.
Helixson for the Rays.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kyle Drabek.
Yeah, not surprising.
No. And, oh, yeah, it's got to be him. Dominic Brown, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he get injured, though?
Yeah, probably. Doesn't take much to win Rookie of the Year.
He'll be back. Oh, the other Phillies rookie, John Mayberry Jr.
Yeah.
Got a walk-off hit.
He did. No, I'm going to go with Dominic Brown, for sure.
Over John Mayberry Jr.?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, can we please do the Josh Towers Award?
I gotta pee.
I have to pee, too.
Okay. Okay, you... I'll pee, and okay. Then we'll do it. And then you... No, I'll pee, you pee.
I'll pee, you pee.
Then we'll do the Josh Towers
Award. All right.
You can go pee now.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can't really hear much on that.
No? It's a waste of time having a headphone.
Yep, waste of time. I feel like a big shot.
All right. So I'm just writing down our picks. Oh, the Jays scored!
What happened?
An error.
Scored on an error?
Yeah. Oh, and Matt Cowell's here to join us. Hello, boys.
We got some Matt stats, haven't we? How are you?
Yeah.
What 45 stats do you minutes have? Of straight stats.
Yeah. Just listing them.
Yeah.
No analysis.
From the 2002 season.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys doing? How are you enjoying the game so far?
Good. We were... We are confused right now.
That's obvious.
Because Adam Lind crossed the plate. Everyone was happy. But then it showed the graphic that the Jays were still losing 1-0. Yeah. So either...
Well, that's not a... Yeah, that's not a real run. That's just for the fans. It doesn't count towards the game.
If you're at the game, it probably says 1-1 to kind of reassure everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that doesn't go into the standings.
They're living under an illusion.
Yeah.
I wonder how many games I've been to that we didn't actually win.
Most of them.
But I've been told that we won. By Rogers' propaganda.
So guys, the Jays are one of 9 teams that are still undefeated this season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are the other ones?
Baltimore, the Yankees, the White Sox, the Mariners, the Rangers, the Phillies, the Reds, and the Padres.
Great, those are all in our division.
Yeah. Baseball's gone to one division.
We're in a 9-way tie for first.
Yep.
That is a good stat, man. You really came prepared.
Hey, it is one.
I brought my computer. Yeah. Changed, they fixed it for us.
Yeah, so it was a TV problem, not a Jays problem.
I'm blaming it on Jamie Campbell.
Yeah.
He's supposed to put those in.
Yeah, they're like, quit talking, Campbell, and press those buttons.
So, Cecil's looked real good today so far.
Yeah, just gave up the one home run.
Mm-hmm. He's looking sharp.
One mistake, I made fun of Valencia too much in those first 2 games. He had to do something at some point.
Yeah? Why are you making fun of Valencia?
He's a terrible player.
Is he terrible?
He was like 3rd for Rookie of the Year last year, wasn't he?
Eh. Rookie of the Year.
3rd out of 3 rookies that played last year.
There was only 3 in the league.
Someone had to come in 3rd.
So we were just finishing, Matt, making our picks for Cy Young, MVP, and Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
And I was writing them down.
Cool. Who do you guys have?
For MVP, Hall picked Batista and Gonzalez. Carlos Gonzalez, yep. I should add. Mm-hmm. And I picked Longoria and Hanley Ramirez.
Oh, Longoria had to leave the game with a muscle strain.
Oh, I changed my pick.
Yeah, he's done.
Done for this.
He's done.
You can't come back from a muscle strain.
Well, I really do like the pick of Batista for MVP.
Yep.
Mostly because of my gigantic homer.
Yeah.
But also, he looked a little weird in that last at bat, if you guys noticed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was chasing three different pitches that were low and inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looked good shocked. So far. I just hope he doesn't start pressing. And
well, it looked a little bit of pressing that at bat. And that's something I haven't seen from Batista like all last season.
Yeah. If he just keeps taking his walks and, you know, acknowledging that people are going to sort of pitch around him, he should be fine because they'll come to him eventually, especially if Lind starts stepping it up and doing
yeah.
it, you know what I mean?
Those double plays are pretty killer so far.
Yeah.
Who do you guys have for Cy Young?
I Paul picked Halliday, and I talked a bit about how I hate Halliday now.
Yes, you do.
Which
we talked about that
about.
Before,
yeah.
Yep.
So you're up to date on
yes.
my emotions.
Dave's emotions, the new segment.
Who did I pick for NL Cy Young?
Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Kane.
That was my gutsy pick.
He is
pick.
Able.
Sleeper pick.
Yeah.
And, oh, Paul picked David Price.
Yep.
Ooh, that could happen.
It could happen.
It could.
He was second last year.
I'm actually going to go for a back-to-back Cy Young season for Felix Hernandez.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
I don't know.
And the upstart Mariners.
Are they 2-0 too?
I don't think. I think they're like 0-10 or something right now.
No, they won that first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
no, they don't. They still don't get a win for that.
Yeah. They have to get 10 more runs in the opposition for it to be counted.
Yeah.
Okay. I put you. So if you these are right by the end of the year, you get a bunch of hot dogs from us.
Yeah.
Okay. Can they be turkey dogs?
Yes.
Nope.
Judges are split.
Yeah.
One of them.
We'll have to come back to this later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take Felix Hernandez for my Cy Young candidate in the AL.
Yeah. Wait. Who did I say for AL?
You said.
Didn't you write these down?
I'm writing them down now.
I guess it could be whoever you want. We just edited it out.
It'll come to me.
I will go with Batista for the AL MVP.
Okay.
Wait. I like it.
Yeah.
So can two people pick the same one?
Yeah, for sure.
We can both be right.
Don't you ever watch Baseball Analysts?
We can Lady and the Tramp a hot dog together. Eating from one end
and
from each end.
And our lips will meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will whisper Batista at the same time.
And then you're both with a mouthful of hot dogs say, "No homo." Have you guys seen that? When people say no homo?
No.
I've seen like a bunch of comedians say it, and it always makes me laugh, because I'm like, you deny you're a homosexual so much, you have to make a shorthand for it. No homo.
Dave always gets offensive in the podcast.
Yeah. Paul already told a horrible tsunami joke.
Yeah, our good friend from high school, a tsunami.
Right? Soon. That's a callback. Oh
God.
Good
from
to
a
see
joke
you.
That Matt didn't hear. So Bautista for the AL.
Yep.
Who do you like for the NL?
Let's go with the NL Cy Young first.
Okay.
I really think I'm going to go back with Tim Lincecum this season.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to come back into it.
He has won some Cy Youngs.
Yeah, he has two.
That's right.
And he's
I
the coolest.
I can see a third one, yeah.
Oh,
no. That's going to be at least one.
Oh,
no!
All right.
He got
so
thrown out
of
home.
What just happened was Travis Snyder gunned him down. So no one scored.
Yeah, they
one
did.
Guess.
One did.
He was trying to. That was Kubel trying to score from second,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think that's possible. That would be incredible if that
happened.
Hey,
nice throw by Snyder to keep it to one run there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's, like, between Kubel and Kadire, I have trouble keeping these twins straight. They
yeah.
all kind of seem like the same.
No, guy. There's, yeah, they yeah. are. They're yeah, kind of like the Red Sox, and they have, like, five guys that are just, like, twins and only twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all sound like they're kind of from Minnesota.
Yeah. And, like, they wouldn't be starting on, nuts. You gonna throw him out here, too?
Oh, now he's got respect.
They've learned their lesson.
Yeah.
All right, bases juiced again, guys, with one out. We need a double play here.
Man, Snyder's really... Hey, how do we think Travis Snyder looks this year?
Like, physically?
Yeah, like... Well, physically,
handsome.
Let's get to... Yeah, he looks
handsome
great.
As heck.
Yeah, I really like the look.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just a cool 70s look.
Not a lot of women I talk to like the look.
Yeah.
But a lot of dudes are, like, right on board.
There were a couple of gals at the opening game that we were at that loved his look.
Yeah.
Loved the mustache. They were sitting, yeah, the drunk girls sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And they had to leave in the fourth
inning. Do you yeah. remember those girls at
yeah.
all?
I like hey, to... I'm not saying that the best-looking women
yeah.
love him.
They're just, like, a fine match for me.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that in the fourth inning they just ascended to a higher level of fandom instead of leaving to go puke in the bathroom.
yeah. Maybe that is a higher level of fandom.
Yeah.
Loving your team so much that you get bombed and can't make it through
yeah.
the fourth inning.
You lose your human faculties on your way to
yeah.
becoming another
yeah.
being.
Your bowels discharge on the way to the washroom. Who did you guys take for NL MVP?
Gonzalez and Ramirez.
Yep.
Ramirez?
Hanley Ramirez?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to have
I have a hard time believing anyone from Florida can win the MVP.
Dave thinks they're going to do well.
Like, they might not lose 95 games.
They have good players.
They will finish third, I think.
Who? How can they be good this year? What they lose Dan Uggla over the offseason.
Well, yeah.
They trade away Josh Willingham.
Well, who cares?
He's a good source of 18 home runs a season, Dave.
I can't tell him and Ty Wigington apart.
As crazy as possible. I'm going to go Prince Fielder for NL MVP.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Ricky Weeks.
Hey, he hit another home run today.
Yeah, but
he's got
two
now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if he won the MVP?
Yeah, I would love it if he did, because he's on my team, my fantasy team.
I thought you were going to say, like, a backup catcher.
Jose Molina.
Like, Humberto
Giovanni
Quintero.
Soto.
okay. So that's for the AL, Bautista, Longoria, Bautista. And then Carlos Gonzalez, Hanley Ramirez, and Prince Fielder. No one picking Pujols.
No, you just can't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels too easy.
It drives me nuts when, like, baseball analysts pick Pujols.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you really earned your money today.
Exactly.
Dave, do you hate Markham now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it. And
so what? Tell
I
me
like Wells, Markham.
What's the difference between hating not hating Markham and hating Halliday?
Because Markham doesn't give interviews where he's like, "Oh man, we're back in Dunedin. I hate this place. I got sent down."
I'm pretty sure no one gives interviews like that.
No, Roy Halladay farts in every interview he gives. You can look it up.
I think you're seeing what you want to see in these Roy Halladay interviews.
Yeah, no, Baseball Almanac did name Roy Halladay most farties.
Most happy to leave.
Farty asshole, yeah.
Toronto.
Farty asshole of the year.
So for Rookie of the Year, Paul picked Drabek. I picked Helixson for the AL.
Helixson still qualifies this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he had like 3 starts last year.
Is that all he had last season?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go, once again, I'm siding with Paul. I really think Drabek's got the inside edge here.
You homers.
He truly does feel like he's the real deal.
Yeah. That game yesterday, incredible.
That was amazing.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Less
one
so
hit,
than Cecil.
Only 2 balls
so far.
Hit out of the infield that entire game?
Yeah, he was really good.
Aaron Sebia just managed to stay alive there. That was good.
But
Helixson, full count on Aaron Sebia.
But Helixson's going to hit a no-hitter. He's going to pitch a no-hitter.
He's going to hit one.
In that
the first ever no-hit hit.
And for the National League, Paul Pig.
Oh, he's giving it a ride here, guys, but not enough again.
Paul picked Dominic Brown, and I picked Brandon Belt.
Hmm, okay, those are a couple fiery picks. They're popular. I'm gonna actually go with Aroldis Chapman.
Oh, I forgot about
I think he could maybe gain the closure job at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And really run with it.
Yeah.
What is he could flame out terribly.
Doesn't he throw like 106?
105, I think 105.4 is his highest recorded pitch.
Oh, my God.
That's also insane. On his license plate. That's true.
Yeah,
that's not a joke. Yeah. Like,
what if he beats that number?
Like, he changes his license plate. It happened.
Yeah. His license plate is a chalkboard. You can just go erase it and put the new one in. Yeah.
And then he can change it when he steals things. But they'll be like, oh, it's a chalkboard. It's probably Chapman. Okay, so the other award we're awarding, Matt, is the Josh Towers Award for worst pitching performance of the year.
Singular performance or full season?
Season. So you gotta keep in mind that they gotta be...
AJ Burnett.
Okay. Wow, that was fast.
I have zero faith in him.
Good pick, though.
Zero faith.
Well, he already has one win.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to win another game.
Yeah, he already has a win?
Yeah. And
yesterday.
They said that he had a horrible fever.
That's why.
Yeah. Who are your guys' choices for?
We actually are still deciding, because you got to keep in mind, they can't be so bad that they'd get released or sent down.
There you go. Yeah. He can't. Burnett.
He has enough talent that they have
He was the first Yankee in history to have as many losses with as high of an ERA as he had last season.
Yeah.
In the entire history of the Yankees franchise, he had the worst starting pitching performance over a season. I believe he doesn't
come
back.
That is a good pick, then.
Yeah. I think he's going to have a good year, though. I think he's going to have an on year.
I don't think he's going to have a good year.
I don't know. I think he's a terrible pressure pitcher.
Yeah.
Which is why in New York, I don't think he can do well.
But he had a decent 2009, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to win 18 games for the Yankees like he did for us, but I think he wins 13 games maybe for the Yanks.
He won game 2 of the World Series. That's pretty pressure-packed.
Yeah. Mm,
that's debatable.
Wasn't a very... I'm going to say for the American League, for my Josh Towers pick, I've given it some thought, I'm going to go with Jeremy Guthrie.
Guthrie?
Woo!
Yeah.
After a sparkling first start, too.
Yep. That's, Burnett, you know, he won.
I'm gonna give it to, Josh Beckett.
Josh Beckett, I would love it.
Oh, that's that's a good pick.
I would love it if it was Beckett. Yeah. Or John Lackey for that. I hate the Red Sox pitchers.
Yeah. I don't think Daisuke has enough.
No.
That he might get released.
I agree that Beckett is not a good pitcher anymore.
Yeah.
Also, in that, I'll give a runner-up nod to Brad Penny.
What team is he on?
Yeah, yeah.
Detroit.
He's on the Tigers.
He's their number 2 starter, and he is terrible. This player has to be someone with a contract large enough that he can't be easily disposed at any point.
Yeah, they'll still trot him out every
day. You have to keep throwing him out.
Or like a team that's just kind of stuck. With someone like that. I'm going to go with Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he had a good year last year.
He's actually had a bunch of good years in a row.
But I can see why you'd make that.
Bronson Arroyo is actually one of my favorite pitchers in the National League.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does he still wear
this? Is going to be hard for you to watch then.
It really will be. He actually had a career high in his whip last season. 1.15. He went 17 and 10. The last 3 years, he's won 15 games, 15 games, and 17 games.
Bronson Arroyo.
Okay. You know what? But that's the kind of pick we're looking for, because it has to be someone that they still trust to go out there, and then they're just like 3/4 through the season wondering what went wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see Arroyo having that. I hope he doesn't, because I like him, but he could. He could falter.
Yeah, see, everyone in the National League, I feel like Silva was already released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, Oliver Perez was released.
Yeah.
I feel like the National League's pitching staffs are in better shape.
What do you think about Wandy Rodriguez? You think he takes comes back down to earth this season?
I think he'll be. He's been pretty consistently good.
Yeah, he had a nice breakout year last year. Yeah. He had troubles a few years ago, though.
Yeah.
You think that's past him now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Maybe I could see Brett Myers being a candidate. He's had some ups and downs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Brett Myers is pretty much a train wreck.
Yeah.
But teams keep trusting in him because he's got phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. But I think he had a good first start. I'll say Brett Myers.
He did. Yeah. He did have a good first start, but he did not strike out a batter the entire start.
Does anybody want to say Roy Oswalt?
I feel
like he's the one that might not live up to the hype as much as the
others. Roy Oswalt is a professional. Oswalt
still got it?
Yeah, I do.
If anyone, maybe
I think
Hamels.
He's been waiting for pressure situations his whole life, and now that he's back into it, I think he's going to take advantage of it. He pitched dynamite for Philadelphia after he went to them at the end of the season.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if one of those four just shit the bed this season.
Yeah.
I actually am going to say Ubaldo Jimenez.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm taking a very top pitcher, and I believe he's going to have a terrible fall off.
I can kind of see where you're coming from on that, because after the first half of last season, he really kind of fell off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just might be in his head right now that he's got to, like, come back, and it's sort of
absolutely
now or never to establish himself, and he seems like kind of a loose cannon enough to do
that. Yeah, and he just had a bad second half last year, so that carries over.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mark Teixeira just hit his third home run this season.
Oh, I hate that guy, man.
Me too.
Yeah. What happened to his normal slow start?
Not anymore.
That guy looks like a penis.
Tampa Bay just tied up the game.
He does. He looks like a smirking penis.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of smirking penises in my life, and they all look like Mark Teixeira.
Vernon Wells stinks.
I don't miss him, but I like him.
Yeah, I kind of feel
he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's definitely it's nice to not have him in Toronto anymore.
A good ambassador for the Jays, though.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely went above and beyond in that respect.
Yeah.
But that's it.
We're going to see him on next week's episode.
Oh, yeah. Are the Angels coming in?
Yeah. Yep. Nice. No, we're going out. Well, not us three, but the Jays are going to
I'm very confused at what you're trying to... what's happening here? So Vernon Wells is coming to the house.
Yeah. And then halfway through, we'll tell him, actually, there's a game on. He's going to do a spit take and run out of the
room. All right, guys. Jose Bautista, the lead off the sixth.
Oh.
There you go. Those are those nice patients.
Working it.
Yeah.
Working it.
Getting into the hitter's count.
Yeah, I think you might see one to hit here because they don't want to bring the tying runner to the plate. So this is an ideal.
This is
an ideal at bat for Bautista. Yeah. I feel like he just has to try not to do too much here.
I believe we're gonna see another sinker here, and if Bautista can lay off, he's in good shape. Oh, good eye.
That didn't sink.
No.
Yeah. Do you think he turns it loose 3-1 here?
Yeah, definitely green light here.
He's going to rip.
He's got such a good eye that he will let it go and take the walk.
Yeah, for sure.
If need be.
Oh! That is gone! Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo!
That's what we're talking about.
That's Jose.
Oh, nice.
Wow,
that was amazing where he hit that ball from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just as inside as that last pitch.
Yeah, he really turned on that.
Be able to keep that fair? That is amazing strength. Wow, that was fantastic, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's well on his way to another home run kingdom.
Yeah.
Hey, we took him for AL MVP.
Oh, man.
Not me. Go whoever I picked.
I think you picked someone really shitty. Longoria. Oh, yeah.
Who is injured. Yeah, we're going to have a great episode at the end of this year when we talk about all these picks.
Yeah.
And how stupid we were.
Yeah, me especially.
And we will mourn the death of Paul. We lost him halfway through the year.
Live podcast at his funeral. And joking about his picks he made.
And on the tombstone, we'll just write, he was very wrong about his picks.
Yeah. And about how far away that truck was.
Did not realize objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer yeah. than they are.
He was like, I thought it was farther.
So I'm going to get hit by a truck halfway through the year.
Yeah, while holding a mirror.
My last words are going to be, I got this.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, I should read some fan email on the air.
From for us? Or for
yeah, some fan email that we got in.
Did we get anything?
I can come up with something.
Because, I don't think it's possible how we could have gotten anything, because our first episode hasn't nope. aired yet.
But that's the best part about getting fan email in your first episode.
Mm.
It's usually a joke one written by us.
Yeah.
Guys, we got our first email in from our fan base.
This must
skeptical
be real.
About the yeah. veracity of this. Yeah.
All right, guys, this is from Bunny.
Bunny?
That's all Bunny wrote.
Yeah.
I don't know where Bunny's from. Hi, Dave and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bunny.
Keep up mediocre talk. Good day. Where does Rodriguez bat?
Alex Rodriguez,
probably.
Bunny didn't specify.
Did you say so Bunny or Bunny?
Bunny. B-U-N-N-Y.
Is it my Auntie Bunny in Calgary?
Maybe. I'm going to pass this over to Dave and... So, Dave, Bunny wants to know, where does Rodriguez bat?
I don't know why I should address Bunny's question. Clearly insulting.
Yeah. Yeah, she says we're mediocre.
Yeah.
Well, Bunny did say good day.
Is it a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Is it with an I or a Y?
Whenever you get the first email into a podcast, it can be anything.
All bets are off.
Yes.
Didn't you tell me once that you didn't know what a podcast was, Matt Kell?
I still don't know what a podcast is. I believe we are just having a nice Sunday conversation and watching the Jays game.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, he doesn't.
And I'm confused at what this stuff is in front of us.
It's a centerpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're downloading a season of Dexter.
Why don't we talk a little bit about what Buck Martinez is? I'm not quite sure he's a human being.
He's just a forgetful old man.
I'm going to say orange baseball robot.
Uh-oh, guys.
Edwin just booted another one.
Yep. Ooh, it's getting tough to be okay with him out there.
Yeah.
This is important right now, too.
Whoa. Guys?
Oh, it's Dion Phaneuf.
Oh, Phaneuf. I thought that was Prince William and Prince Harry.
Just super buffed up in black t-shirts.
Yeah.
Phaneuf was drinking a brew, too.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be getting ready for the last three games of the season?
The Athletics are coming to town this week.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I believe attendance might take a dive.
Hmm. Like a lot of people show up for Hideki Matsui. God, he looks terrible in an Oakland Athletics uniform, I gotta say. Like,
really?
Yeah.
No. I think everyone looks good in an Oakland Athletics uniform. Those are nice uniforms.
You like those, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a unique color combo in baseball.
Yeah, but to me it just kind of says that, like, you couldn't get a job anywhere else and Billy Bean is using you, you know?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. That doesn't
hey, guys, Aaron Hill's having a great bat here.
You remember, like, did it look right when Matt Holliday was in it?
Oh, that looked terrible.
Yeah.
He looked great.
I hated seeing that. Johnny Damon in an Athletics jersey?
Oh.
Nice.
I'll
I don't think this is an argument we can win.
Dave loves the A's.
I just like their uniforms, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind when the young players are wearing A's uniforms, because then you can picture what uniforms they might
yeah,
be wearing.
Yeah, what they might grow into when they're a good player.
But seeing like a vet, like Jason Giambi's second go around with the A's, like...
Wayne Thomas at the end of his career with the A's?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's good times in those guys' careers.
They feel, like, to me, like they're the Washington Nationals of the American League. In terms of a big, horrible ballpark... With, like, sparse fans.
Well, the Nationals is, like, new buffer.
The Washington Nationals have a lot of exciting up-and-comers. And, yeah, signing Jason Worth to the contract that they
signed
was maybe the dumbest. But at least the Nationals are kind of, like, paying up for their mistakes. Like, they're paying Worth a lot of money. So, you know, it kind of feels like if you're on the A's, you're getting next to no money. And, like, B, nobody else wants you.
And yes. You look great.
Well, guys, wonderful segment.
Yeah. Matt Cowell got to go to dodgeball, eh?
Yeah. Standard professional podcast guys who have to leave towards the end for their leagues that they're in.
I'm pretty sure Brock Martinez has gone home.
To play dodgeball.
You know, he's just, where would Buck Martinez go?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be on the team you're playing today.
He's in the at the tanning salon, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, there, Encarnacion. Didn't drop that one.
Nope.
Well, guys, go Jays go.
Go Jays go.
It was great sitting in with you today.
Thanks, man. Indeed.
Come back.
Yeah.
Often.
I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, man. Go dodgeball.
And that was Mad Stats.
Big Joe Nathan.
Paul, do you remember when we came?
Yeah. Sorry. I know what
you people at home know what we're talking about.
Okay, say it.
You remember when we went to the Twins game?
Yep.
And we went down to the 200s by the Twins bullpen. And I think we were losing and it was kind of boring. And so we just kind of walked down to the bullpen and looked at them.
Yeah.
And we saw Roush and Nathan warming up.
Yeah, two giant monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we urinated in our pants.
Yeah. They're physically imposing men.
Yeah.
For sure.
We were going to challenge them to a fight, and then we didn't. Because we were, like, taller than we thought.
Yeah. Look shorter from the 500s.
Yeah. We were up in the 500 and said, let's go fight these tiny, tiny men.
Let's go squash them like ants.
Then we ran down and went, oh, whoa, no!
7 feet tall! Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
No!
Did he catch that?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was out of there. JP and Sevia just gave that one a ride.
That would have been the best.
Yeah. No, Lynn swings at the first pitch and the Jays lose. Grounds out to first, yep. After all that.
Yeah. Well.
Well, first loss of the season. It was a good one, though.
Yeah.
Good way to go down.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder if the podcast will be better if it's an exciting game or not exciting game.
Well.
Because I think if it's an exciting game, there will be more of the podcast being like, oh, whoa, ah. Whereas there was a boring one, we'll be like, let me tell you about the time. We'll spin delightful tales.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a pretty good podcast we got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got 5 minutes of material.
Yeah. 5 minutes and 3 hours. That's what we're going for.
Yeah. It's been a real pleasure, Paul.
Yeah. And you as well, Dave. I look forward to doing this again next week with Vernon Wells. Who will be here and not at the game in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Do we want to have a guest next week? We can imagine Matt Cowell will be around.
Yeah, probably.
Let's ask some people.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I imagine us having guests in like week 4 or 5.
Week 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Well, look forward to week 4 or 5.
A very special podcast in episode 4 or 5.
You've been listening to Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. You'll hear us next week. Paul and Dave.